We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
Hey there, travelers. My name's Kai, and welcome to a Proudly Radical live stream. I'm just hitting the start button. We'll see. I'm just laughing at Podbean's shitty back-end security and how it lets me do things that I should be able to do. I'm not even logged into my account. Oh, it's amazing. Either way. Physically and bureaucratically speaking, it's been kind of a miserable fucking day for me. Let me just check something here. can never be certain. Okay, I'm there. I gotta double check with Podbean, and personally, I don't even think the notification went out. But we'll see. If I have to end a session and start a new session, I'm listed. But the notifications on Podbean are sketchy at best. Let's just put it that way. So, yeah. Okay. Just triple checking here. They are... How is that ordered? That's weird. Hey, Brian, I'm just looking at the Podbean app, fucking trying to figure out, triple checking, like, am I even on the list? Because they let me start the session without logging in. The back end of Podbean is so fucking weird sometimes. It's astounding. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can be completely logged out of my account and access my live stream panel and start it. But if I go and try and hit the publish page, it'll ask me to log in. Yeah. Yeah, I know, isn't it? Like, just, you know. Hey, some sounds. And thanks, Becca. It's technologically, it's... it needs work, let's just put it that way. And some of the issues we've had and continue to have are astounding. Yeah, definitely lacking. Like I said, I figured that out like a week ago, that I could... Maybe 2 weeks ago, that I could access my live stream page without having to log in, and I could access the actual show panel without logging in. Their system is permeable, shall we say. So have backups. Is my recommendation. Don't let them host your RSS feed for your podcast. That's why I have independent hosting. They handle my content delivery network stuff for all of my episodes, and they're the streaming interface, but that's... I keep copies of every single one of my shows, all the way back to episode 0. They're all archived, and my RSS feed for my podcast is actually hosted, and all of the listing directories point to my hosted version of it, not the Podbean one. Yeah, exactly. You have to have independent hosting. You cannot trust Podbean. And backup locally. Like I said, I'm on episode 119 of Proudly Radical. And I've done other shows as well. But I'm on 119 and I have them all. Yeah, exactly. It's, oh, It's a sketchy app. Oh, hey, I just got the notification. That's a miracle. Usually I don't even see my notifications. Love a good terabyte drive. Yeah, yeah, and you know, with this new motherboard in this computer, like I said on last night's show, I've got space for two M.2s now, which one is taken, and then eight SATA ports. And since I don't run an optical, I've got room for eight more hard drives in this rig alone, and that's not even the NAS server. So yeah, if I really wanted to go expand it a ways, it would be a hell of a thing. God, my hands are miserable today. They're just fucking miserable. I mean, there's really only one story of the day, right? Like I forget who posted it on Reddit. They just said, you know, sorry to interrupt your Friday, but Homeland Security is disappearing American citizens off the street. You know, that's the headline of the day. Unbadged, unidentified, camouflage wearing feds snatched people off the street. And one dude didn't even know. I mean, because they're fucking blackbagging him, essentially. Like, they pulled this one dude's hoodie over his head. Another one had a beanie. They pulled it over his eyes. And he emerged into a facility, and only after he was released did he realize he was at a federal building. Like, I mean, they're not checking arrest records. Marshals are handling a lot of this, apparently, and checking arrest records, no listing for them. Like, I mean, there's a couple of side conspiracies going on that it was the extraction of informants and inside men and, you know, instigators, but don't lend much credence to that. Yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a thing to start considering that. Like, okay, folks, congratulations, the Gestapo is here. Like, this is straight secret police tactics. You know, so cool. Cool. That's great. So, I mean, that's really the only story of the day. I mean, there's a ton of stories that we haven't covered in the 2 days of downtime, and there's a ton of stories that happened, but really, I mean, what else is there to talk about but the fact that Americans are being snatched off the streets in politically motivated arrests in which they're not even being formally arrested. Their names and information aren't being logged into the bail system. I wanted to know specifically. Gestapo was technically a subsection of the SS, but the SS was more the, they started as Hitler's bodyguards, but they turned out to be like the extermination squads. The Gestapo was the secret police. And so, yeah, these guys fit for the time more Gestapo than SS. But yeah, I was looking for that clear distinction earlier today, actually. I was like, what's the appropriate term for these guys? What do I want to call them? Yeah, and as near as I can tell, they fit more closely with the Gestapo definitions and explanations of the historical record. But either way, Americans, for political purposes, are being snatched off the streets, blackbagged, and abducted. They're being kidnapped. Yeah, I know. Exactly. Believe it or not, that's actually a plus. Yeah, exactly. The fact that it's not SS, it's just Gestapo. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of other, like, Trump gave the CIA more power to basically launch cyber attacks without presidential authority. That happened. I, you know, where the Trump administration pulled the authority to handle the COVID-19 data from CDC and put it into HHS, and immediately the COVID data started disappearing. So that's happening. Yeah, it did. There was nearly 1,000 COVID-19 cases reported in California daycares. I mean, it's fucking, what do you want? Oh, the Supreme Court stopped 1 million Floridians from voting in November. They basically, it has to do with the felons, the renewal of their rights, as it were, their privileges within our bullshit society of their voting privileges, and how the Florida populace overturned all that bullshit. And now the fascists are just dragging their feet even further. And they're saying, well, they have restitution fees and fines to pay, and they won't produce the amounts. And that's what's being challenged, essentially, is, well, what was being challenged was, okay, can they stop them from getting their voting rights back because they still owe the state $52? Yes, they can. Well, what if they can't even, what if they don't even tell them how much they owe? What if they go to them and they say, okay, how much do I owe the state? And they basically effectively, bureaucratically shrug their shoulders and say, we don't know. As one woman testified to the Supreme Court, still legal. You can deny them. So that's what the Supreme Court basically handed down. That affects 1 million potential voters in Florida. The USPS has had a boss, a board member appointed, the same individual who owns a $70 million shipping company that got a $700 million government-backed forgivable loan. He's been appointed to the board of the USPS, and they've already been caught circulating internal memos showing that they're purposely going to slow it down in lieu of the November election to fuck with those ballots as well. Yes, every front now. Every front. It's, you know, but again, unbadged, unmarked, camouflaged federal police are tossing people into vans for political reasons. We can run as many headlines of the day as, you know, especially the past 2 days, but none of that matters. Like, this is straight up, folks, there it is. That's what it looks like. And hey, Second Amendment gang, isn't this what you guys were yelling about this entire time? Yeah, Hitler much? This is exactly what I remember. All of those right-wing Second Amendment, Gadsden flag waving. I mean, all that crew was always talking about this sort of overreaching government that would, you know, violate your rights. And, you know, just this is what's going to happen, the inevitable decay of society, and the government's going to start snatching people up into camps. We've got camps on the border. They're rolling around in unmarked vans and snatching people up. Isn't that it? But you don't hear shit from them because it's the wrong group. Right? Like, that's the appropriate group they want hurt. And so what you're going to find often, and since I've already heard about one argument today between my mother and stepfather about this, the immediate response is essentially, well, that's what they get. I don't think I have Earth actually installed, but I'll jump over to Maps. What exactly? Wait. What am I looking for here? Uh,
Oof.
Interesting. One of the lovely camps. I seem to recall a whole bunch of fucking people. Whole bunch of fucking, especially right-wingers, especially social conservatives, especially Second Amendment guys, especially conspiracy theorists. Like, it's finally come to pass, and it's amazing who's actually silent, because it's happening to a bunch of fucking anarchists in Portland. They're cool with it. It's not my team, so why should I give a shit about it? Never mind, this is the exact scenario we've been screaming about for years. It's the same thing the boomers did with Russia, like our stepdads and all of our boomer parents. For years and years and years, it was, you know, the Red Scare. It was Russia, fucking Wolverines, you know, fucking Russia is going to invade us. Russia is going to bomb us. And then a little bit of propaganda comes along. And the next thing you know, they're all fucking dreaming about going fly fishing with Vladimir Putin and shit. It's absolutely astounding. So, yeah, I let's see what I got. I that's the story of the day. I mean, there's, like I said, I've got a huge list from those two down days. I mean, but what's it matter? I mean, the fact of the matter is that the election is on track to be rigged. They're beginning to round up people. And we're on track, if continued trends occur, 1 million cases a day and 800,000 deaths by the end of the year. So that's America right now, right? Like, that's what it looks like. It looks like the burgeoning Gestapo. It looks like a hijacked economy. It looks like a rigged election. It looks like they updated shit, Zartos. And yeah, they added more call slots. There's 7 now. So, it does. It takes it down to nothing, Christina. No, you can't. You cannot minimize them. Podbean design. I, you know. They're not bright. Let's just put it that way. They're not bright. Oh, I really don't feel like, oh yeah, no, it literally takes up half the chat. So yeah, that's their new design. It's absolutely wonderful. There was something that was, sorry about that. Wrong window. Yeah, I never even pulled the data on that one. But essentially, the EU's top court ruled Thursday that, basically, they invalidated a night, Zartos. Yeah, you better have some sleep before tomorrow's session. Know that. The EU Court of Justice invalidated a transatlantic data protection deal with the U.S. Basically, it effectively made it legal policy in the EU that data is not safe when shared with U.S. tech companies, per their 2016 Privacy Shield Agreement. They cited U.S. surveillance laws, FISA, government watch lists, and the Patriot Act as reasons and justification for their ruling. So they're starting to chip away at some of those agreements that we have with Europe. So as far as data sharing Five Eyes networks goes, it would be most appreciated if we managed to really whittle that away. We could host things in Europe then. Iceland's still good, but they'll cooperate. Close that. I mean, we talked about the upended reporting system for COVID and how it's now blank data because, well, HHS took it over. So that's going to go. I remember reporting on this, talking about this, like, last year, about how there was a study that the majority of the U.S. states' minimum wage workers couldn't afford rent for a two-bedroom rental. It's now, according to whose data, NLIHC, the National Low Income Housing Coalition, their out of reach report. Essentially, what they've shown is that there's not a single market, a fair market value for a two bedroom location that a minimum wage worker could achieve in the U.S. The average would be 97 hours per week you would have to work to afford it. So, you know, just over two full time jobs to be able to afford a two bedroom rental. So, I mean, you know, it's a class war. It's a class war. It's a class war. It's a class war. I mean, how many episodes can I dedicate to it before people actually, you know, yeah, it's a class war. It always has been. It always will be. It's about the haves versus have-nots. At its very core. I mean, they cap. I know, right, Brian? They cap the amount of money that somebody who's broke and receiving assistance can get, and not at a reasonable amount that you'd think, oh, okay, like that's not a poor person. They shouldn't be getting assistance. No, it's $2,000 in money and assets combined for Medicaid. So you're working a dead-end minimum wage job. You're trying to save up. You scrape your pennies. You finally make it up to $2,000 in your savings account. Congratulations, you're kicked off Medicaid. So your only option is to live below that level, because if you exceed that level, there's still a period where you now the other expenses would kick in. You've seen what healthcare costs in America these days. So if you even bother to attempt to break that barrier, you're not going to be at a level unless somehow you've just golden parachuted your way into a Fortune 500 CEO position. You're not going to be able to take care of those expenses. And they're going to completely decimate any of those gains that you've made and just immediately drive you back down. It's forced poverty. It's literally economically enforced poverty. And then the right-wing fiscal conservatives will come along and say how, you know, well, people on Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, disability, those sorts of things, if they're receiving assistance, that's all they ever do, and they don't, you know, they don't get out of it, and they don't. So we need to create quote unquote incentives, which are just austerity measures that further make people's lives miserable and make it more even more difficult to get out of that spiral. So you're ultimately trapped. I, you know, nationwide war on the poor, rampant vote fixing, huge amount of fiscal corruption at the top, and now we're snatching people up off the streets, straight up Gestapo style. Good job, folks. You know, I wish I could believe that, Grabham, but the fact of the matter is, have you not seen what was happening in Portland? Yes, the Gestapo. Oh, you're gonna love it then. Camouflaged, unbadged, unidentified officers working for the federal government were snatching people up out of the protests and just people just walking down the street in Portland under the auspices of they're there to protect the federal buildings. The mayor and governor have specifically said, we don't want them here. And per presidential dictum, they were sent there anyway. And they, in multiple instances, black-bagged people using their hoodies and their beanies to cover their eyes as to where they were going. They took them into federal facilities. They didn't inform them of what they were being charged with. And one of them, who gave an interview, ballsy motherfucker, he said he didn't even know where he was until he left the building. And then he identified the building knowing that it's the federal building. So, yes, we have federally mandated police slash soldiers of some kind, apparently working in cooperation or tandem with the Marshals Service, dressed in full camouflage, unidentified, unbadged, detaining people, not putting them in the official register of people who have been detained, by the way, because people searched that the arrest records and could not find them. So they essentially black-sighted them. Hey, Ace. They straight up disappeared some motherfuckers. And yeah. So, you know, that's straight up Gestapo. I looked up the distinction specifically today because I wanted to know, do I need to say SS or do I need to say Gestapo? Yeah, it's Gestapo. I you know, as Pinochet's secret police, you know, there's a whole bunch of reference points. Stalin did it. You know, Pinochet did it. Hitler did it. Basically, every fucking authoritarian tin pot dictator does it. And so, yeah. Yep. Fuck the police. Yeah, I know, right, Jay? Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't heard of that one. Because that's the story of the day. Like I said to Brian earlier today, when we were talking about it, we crossed the Rubicon. There's no turning up, no turning back usually after this. There's too many boxes checked at this point. And as Kat mentioned, because he's 20 and he's got that younger perspective on it earlier today on the Discord, he pointed out that, and that's not even factoring in any climate change bullshit. He said, for those of us that are young and of a certain age, he says, you know, we've got that bullet to dodge. And so, yeah, it's going to get, good luck. Like, I'd hang around, like, with the amount of physical suffering I have, I'd hang around for one out of the two. like if it were like massive climate change and ecological disaster and mass migrations, that sort of thing, I'd hang around for it and see where it ended up. I'm not saying I wouldn't cash out partway along the way, but I'd hang out and see what how it turns out. But if the U.S. decides to go Civil War II electric fucking boogaloo, like those dumbass boogaloo boys are fucking shit, trying to do, plus climate change, good luck, peace out. I ain't got time for that shit. If we want to go full authoritarian dictatorship, I would retreat to the hills as quickly and best I can, grab them, and I would spend the next few months after that point doing copious amounts of drugs, and then I would tap out with an opioid and benzo overdose, probably. That's a solid way to go. You just end up stop breathing. You just go unconscious, you stop breathing, and you're gone. As far as painless outs go, without a lot of mess for somebody to clean up. That's what I would do. And of course, it's nothing would be set in stone. If something got interesting and I wanted to hang around for a little bit and witness the fuckery, then yeah, sure, whatever. But yeah, no, I don't have it in me to, between the physical suffering and, you know, that sort of war-torn nation plus climate change, nah, I'm good. Let somebody else try. Somebody else can have my seat at the table at that point. No worries. Hey, if you, not really. I just want to be buried. Like, literally. I just want, in the woods in Vermont, under a nice tree. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I don't need to go to Valhalla. I'm an anarcho-socialist talking about news, politics, economics, religion, and more. Any news of the day, that sort of thing. Right now, we're... just more scrapping in Valhalla. Exactly. I want to rest. Jay, but you would get some weapons and jewelry to barter with on the other side, because you know fuckery has made it to the other world. Love it. No. But yeah, today, DB, we have been mostly discussing the increasing rise of authoritarianism and fascism in America and the events of the past couple of days and how they are indicators that are historically very, very bad. Sure, Jay. I don't get, like, I think funerals are weird, but, you know, if somebody wanted to, by all means. Funerals are for the living, not the dead. So. Yeah, it's, Ace, if you do that, anybody who coughs, sneezes, or clears their throat, slam down your scythe and point at them. That'll work for me then. Ace saying, I'll go dressed as the Grim Reaper and stand there in silence. But yeah, you gotta call somebody out occasionally too. Let's make it funny. pry and then wink and say, see you soon. I think just the silent pointing is creepy enough. Like, just dead silent, just fucking pointing. I'm sort of at a loss for words. I really am. What else are we supposed to be saying about today, right? We have confirmed reports from even a state legislator, like, not legislator, but governor. Oregon's governor, the mayor of Portland, both confirmed and denounced and repudiated the federal government and the president, saying, you know, we don't want these people here. We don't want them operating here. And yet you're defying our requests, our orders. Our legal orders, whether they can be trusted or not, we're way past that, dude. The fact that 12 plus news agencies have covered this story, the fact that we have independent reporting from the social media, you know, all we needed was for confirmation that it was happening. Like, I don't really give a shit if the mayor or the governor is lying about whether they called them in or not. All I need to know is whether it's happening or not. I don't really care who pulled the trigger, as it were. Because it's systemic. It's a mechanism. It's more than one person, right? So it's got bigger fish to fry in that frame of mind, at least. That, like, we need to verify first, is it really happening? If it is happening, move to step two. Oh no, there's videos, there's independent reports, there's interviews by fucking public broadcasting in Portland with people who have been snatched. There are, you know, like, it's The bar for evidence has been met as far as a public concern is concerned. So, oh, Hitler has returned. He wears a fucking toupee. No, it's just like the world's most epic comb over. It really, I do believe it's not a toupee. It's just the most miserable comb over in existence. Do I think this is the one of those ripples? Grab, I'm asking, you think that this will have any type of ripple effect into something bigger that could happen next? Remember what we were talking about when all of the protests started? How Brian and I especially kept hammering this nail home. We're waiting for the federal response. We're waiting for the system's response. We need to see what happens if we keep this up, what they will do. This is their response. It took, what, a month, month and a half for that to happen? Like I said, it moves incredibly slow, but it grinds exceedingly fine. So, now we have their response. Their response is, if you keep this up, we will snatch you motherfuckers off the streets in unmarked vans with unmarked soldiers. In straight up secret police style. That's the response. So, do the people keep protesting? Do the people protest harder? Oh, yeah. People have been released. It was a sort of a catch and release program of sorts. Yeah, it's Marshal Service, Border Patrol, and Marshal Service, Jay. Let's see if I can get you the exact, like, fucking stupid. It's got a long fucking name. The U.S. Marshals Special Operations Group and Customs and Borders Protection. BORTAC. So, yeah. I mean, BORTAC, right? Like, fucking Gestapo, BORTAC. Start using it, I guess. But that's who they used for this one. It seems to be just the ink dry on that shit. Let me look how long this agency has existed for. Oh. Jesus Christ has existed since 84, Brian. It's essentially the tactical unit of the Border Patrol. It's the CBP's equivalent of a SWAT team. Dude, it's tiny. They outsourced this. Like, they outsourced this. There's presently 220 active employees for the BORTAC group. Interesting. Let's see. How the fuck does Portland have a border issue? Border Patrol has a 100-mile constitution-free exemption zone around our border. So if you live within 100 miles of the border, Border Patrol dictates, Border Patrol has jurisdiction over you, and they can suspend constitutional liberties and rights therein. It's been tested in court. Here's the trick, grab 'em. You're thinking the horizontal borders, right? Remember, legally speaking, the border extends around the land shape. That's how they define it. So, coastline. It's absolutely absurd. Here's an address. That's the ACLU map. But imagine going around the outside edge of the contiguous United States and with a highlighter, with a thick fucking highlighter.
Oh, I think I just closed shit.
Okay. Sorry if I went away there for a second. Had some issues there with the browser. I closed the wrong tab. Closed the browser. Imagine going around the entirety of the United States map with a thick fucking highlighter and just drawing across the border, but leading tip on the edge of the land shape, on the landmass. That line is 100 miles wide from the edge of the land all the way around. That's how they define it. And so all sorts of coastal places, Salem, Tacoma, Seattle, you know, Salinas, San Francisco, Oxnard, any of these fucking places that exist within these, I mean, even Fresno exists within the 100-mile defined border. And so, Grand Forks, fucking, Like there's places that people don't think about, like you know, Fayetteville, Greenville, and Norfolk border. So yeah, that's how they define it legally speaking. The ACLU's challenged it, but it it stands. If you're within 100 miles of the border, basically Border Patrol has jurisdiction and can suspend all sorts of constitutional legalities. Yeah, only one step away from locking us in our own respective states, because reasons. So basically, Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects Americans from random, arbitrary stops, search, seizures, that sort of thing, right? According to the government, though, and rulings, these basic constitutional principles don't apply at borders. So any port of entry or border crossing, federal authorities do not need a warrant. They don't need suspicion of wrongdoing. They don't need to justify conducting what courts have called a routine search, such as searching luggage, vehicle, whatever. And so the border has been defined as a 100-mile zone. And so in that zone, things such as reasonable suspicion do not apply. The Fourth Amendment does not apply. I mean, think of Hawaii. It's basically their entire fucking state is just rung by this border. So CBP has complete jurisdiction. It's an absolute insane catch-all. So yeah, Border Patrol has jurisdiction in Portland, and yeah, they use their SWAT team, basically this BORTAC unit that is operating under Special Operations Group, to conduct these snatching. I mean, they're state-mandated kidnappings. They're straight Gestapo tactics. I mean, one of the guys who got snatched, who wasn't even, like, one of the people who they snatched up wasn't even a protester. He's just walking down another street, not even at the protests, and they snatched him up. It's some of the reports have been, this is the BORTAC. Sounds like an evil company in RoboCop. Sounds like the robot itself, BORTAC. So, yeah, I've gone through like a few other beside the line headlines for today, that sort of thing. But I keep coming back to it because as far as I'm concerned, it's the story of the fucking day. It's the story of, it's the crossing of the Rubicon. There's no turning back. Usually once you start for that sort of thing. It's not sort of a voting situation, Friday for that one, but, you're welcome to run the campaign nonetheless. Unfortunately, most technological things are run that way. There eventually has to be a sysadmin. It's just how it works. Oh, let's see. I don't know. Is there anything worth talking about? That's no. Murdoch's son and daughter dropped $2 million to help elect Biden and Democrats, hedging your bets. As any good wealthy person would do, you spread the money around so they all owe you. Oh, I wasn't on air for that. The Goya Bean stuff, which, by the way, was a real high point for our country. I mean, there's, you know, Gettysburg. There's the Gettysburg Address. There's, you know, JFK's speech. There's, oh, I don't know, Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream. There's some, you know, Eisenhower warning about the military-industrial complex. There's some real high watermarks for class and statesmanship in our nation's history. And I, for one, firmly believe that Trump shilling for fucking a bean company from behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office was one of those high watermarks as well. You might as well go find fucking James Cameron, because we're going to need him to find the bar. I can't even imagine how low that bar is at this point. He was fucking shilling for Goya beans and shit, Goya Foods, but let's face it, they're a bean company. Fucking Goya beans, because their hack of a CEO went out there and shilled for Trump. And then, oh, I don't know, the largely Latino customer base of his decided, hey, we're not cool with that. We're going to go somewhere else. And so Trump and Ivanka started shilling for Goya beans. Fucking Ivanka Trump posing in a goddamn photo with a fucking can of beans. Trump, a nonsense, thank you. Fucking Trump behind the Resolute desk with a spread of Goya products. Real high watermark for our country. I don't disagree. Nonsense saying a can of beans is a step up over Jared. I don't disagree. Yeah. It's the problem is Jared's still there. Oh, for off and on for 45 minutes. Nonsense. You know, I will tag back to it. It's the story of the day. It's the thing that I'm gonna keep fucking hammering on, because it's so insane. It's, you know, fuck the police. You know, one of my favorite sound clips, plain and simple. I hear that in my ears. I kind of want. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Anyway, just wanted to. Bortak, I'm looking for a patch. Yeah, I know, right? Because it would be interesting to see what they removed. Got it. No, they're actually federal. We just covered this. They're members of a group called Bortak. In case you're like, who the fuck is Bortak, right? Okay, so basically they're operating under the U.S. Marshals Service, under Customs and Border Patrol, under Special Operations Group. There exists Bortak, the Border Patrol Tactical Unit. They're essentially the SWAT team to Border Patrol. And so that's who they called in. And so, yeah. And if you're wondering why Border Patrol is operating in Portland, there's a 100-mile exclusion zone for what defines border in the United States. And Border Patrol has a 100-mile leeway. It's absolutely fucking absurd. Copy image. And we'll just put the patch in shared content. For easy copying, there's the... because the border, again, we went through this with grab them. The border exists around the entirety of the United States. It doesn't just... There's not just, like, two borders. The border is the thing, the imaginary line that goes around the United States. Yeah. those coasts are borders as well. So, there you go. Oh no, it is it's a shitty fucking badge, right, Ace? Like it's weak as fuck. Like give me an evening and I can knock something better than that out. If Republicans will never stand for this LMAO. is that sarcasm? Because, yeah, we haven't heard a peep from the right, from the Second Amendment crowd, from the, you know, government overreach crew. They've all been eerily silent during this incident. Just trying to find what their camo, what their issued camos are. Like the actual, because there's codes for everything in the military. Could line up their, oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, oh, exactly. You can buy a BORTAC patch for $4.50. Hey, Poe. Yeah, so... Oh, yeah. They wore camo in the city. They didn't wear Urbans. There's an article from Tactical Life about BORTAC. BORTAC, the U.S. Border Sentinels. The elite BORTAC unit fights to stop terrorist drugs and weapons from crossing into the border. And, you know, implements Gestapo tactics to snatch people up off the city streets. The federal building thus far, downtown, the federal building, in Portland, or at least the ones that we know about that have been released, that's where they report they were coming out of. 'Cause most of them, had hoodies and, beanies pulled down over their eyes, so they didn't know where they were taken. At least a few of them ended up in the federal facility nonsense, according to at least, two accounts that PBS, Portland managed to obtain, and one account that one individual published from their experience. So, at least a few have ended up in the federal building. It's perfectly legal Friday. I mean, that's, how is this legal? Are we in martial law and they haven't told us? No, all of this is perfectly legal. There's already all stuff on the books to allow for this. So, yeah. Remember when all those people were warning us about, you know, things like the Patriot Act? How it might end up in situations like this? Yeah, well, we're here. Yeah, my hands are miserable. My throat's a little rough, Poe. And it's been a rough couple of days. Just for having to spend money and get shit done. Thank you. Thank you nonetheless. Thank you. I've been putting sound clips on my stream deck as well, because I've got tons of unused buttons when I'm in the show page. So we've been talking about the U.S. government, the USA. We've been talking about our government this whole time, and I didn't get to like talk about West Taiwan really, but
fuck the Chinese government there.
Fucking Randy Marsh. Let's see. Yeah, I got a bunch of them loaded on. It's easier to push these than my Rodecaster ones, actually. I use those for music cues and stuff. Fucking.
Fuck! Fuck, 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 fuck! Oh!
I don't know. I don't know who that is. Yeah, it's not a great day for democracy. It's not a great day for the future of the nation. Let's just put it that way. Well, let's go find out. No. How do I find this person's actual voice? Because, Jesus Christ, all his videos are... Is this person? I think.
So, yeah, guys. First of
all. Is that what I'm supposed to sound like?
Happy New Year's. So, believe it or not, guys, I was actually planning.
Like, who is this person? And how does he have 4.7 million subscribers? Oh, drama. Lots of fucking meme shit. Lots of YouTube circle drama. Wow. All right. There's even literally a featured channel on being pushed on his channel. Drama alert. Okay. Got it.
This whole story started with Ethan taking one big risk.
Most of you guys probably know Leafy is here.
No. Okay. So it's like that weird circle of YouTubers. Like H3H3 and Leafy, apparently. And like it's like the Podbean thing. It's the weird incestuous inner clique that forms. Got it. Well, he's good enough to have, just look up Leafy is here. It's all one word, apparently. And that's who it is. But I do believe I'm, since my voice is not really well warmed up, I think I'm gonna call it for today, seeing as I've got a 4-hour potential session tomorrow. And I don't want to blow my voice out. No. No, not at all. So, we'll, those of us that are, that participate, those that view, if you want to go to, well, let me put it in chat. There we go. If you want to go to twitch.tv/podheadgaming, PODHEAD, then you can follow the account and you will get a notification when we go live tomorrow for our tabletop Game of Fate taking place in 2103 New San Francisco called Aeon Wave 2103. Or you can catch it, you can catch the VODs on our YouTube channel, also Podhead Gaming. Until then, you can, as always, you can catch all my stuff. Aeon Wave, tabletop, podcasts, writing, photography, anything I do, you can catch at kaisthings.com, kaisthings.com. I hope you're as well as you can be. Till next time, guys.